Do you mean the enormous tailoring business? Holmes nodded. And do you already know why Mister is coming to see us? There appears to have been a kidnapping case. That's all I know at present. The word kidnapping sent chills down my spine. I could remember my own kidnapping all too well, and my half-frozen toes began to tingle again. A shudder ran through me and I swallowed hard. Holmes scrutinized me critically. "You survived it well, old friend. It is over," he said in a soothing tone. Nevertheless, I could not shake off the feeling of unease that suddenly overcame me. There was a knock at the door, and before Holmes or I could answer, Alice had already shown our guest in. "Mister," Holmes greeted and rose laboriously. He extended his hand towards him and bade him to take a seat. "May I bring you gentlemen anything? Perhaps some tea?" Alice asked the group. "Mull, not for me, thank you." Bellhouse declined, and both Holmes and I gratefully waved off the offer. Thus Alice withdrew, and as the door clicked shut behind her, Holmes said, "Mister, what can Dr. Watson and I do for you?" Mister drew a deep breath and said, "As you already know, my son has been kidnapped." "Your son?" "No, I was not yet aware of that," Holmes clarified. "You mentioned something about a kidnapping, yes, but not that it concerned your son." "I have done everything that the kidnapper or kidnappers demanded of me," Bellhouse lamented, "but I have not seen my son again to this day." "How long has your son been missing?" asked Holmes. I had actually thought the kidnapping had only just occurred. "No, my son has been missing for exactly 5 days now," Mr. Bellhouse replied sadly. "Are you quite certain that your son has been kidnapped? Perhaps he has simply taken some time away for himself," I said. Thereupon, Mr. pulled a folded note from his jacket pocket. He placed it on his knees, unfolded it, and handed it to me. "Believe me, I am quite certain." Now I held a white sheet of paper in my hands, upon which various letter clippings had been pasted. I could practically sense Holmes's burgeoning curiosity, and there he was at my side, reaching for the sheet of paper and saying, "Let me see that, Watson." And just like that, my friend had snatched the ransom note and was studying it silently. After a few minutes, he read aloud, "I have your son. Bring £500,000 within the next 48 hours to the corner of Brick Lane and Finch Street. Leave the money just inside the entrance of the empty warehouse. If the 48 hours expire, your son will be dead. No police." "Mr. Bellhouse, you said you had already complied with all demands. Have you already paid the £500,000? Holmes asked incredulously. "Of course I paid," Bellhouse nodded gravely. "I did not involve the police either. However, 2 more days have now passed since the deadline expired, and there is still no trace of my son. That is why I have come to you." "I see," said Holmes curtly, while scratching his chin thoughtfully. "Did you notice anything in the warehouse mentioned? Who owns the building? What interior was inside? Or rather, was there anything at all remaining in the warehouse?" Bellhouse shook his head. "I haven't the faintest idea. I entered the warehouse very cautiously until I determined I was likely alone. I called out for my son several times, but could only hear the echoing sound of Simon. Otherwise, the warehouse was empty. But wait, there is something. In the far corner, it looked to me as if someone occasionally slept there. Perhaps some youths, or a homeless person. No idea. I definitely saw some blankets, candles, and food remnants. Oh yes, and there were a few empty barrels in the back section as well. Nothing unusual for an empty warehouse, if you ask me." "Corner of Brick Lane and Finch Street, you said?" I interjected. "Precisely so," Mister agreed. Meanwhile, Holmes handed Mister a pen and notepad, and asked him to write down all friends, their addresses, and employers. "Whatever comes to mind," said Holmes, giving Bellhouse a brief smile. But then he became serious again. "Were there any enemies or envious people that your son saw?"